Imagine you are unafraid. Well, okay, you're afraid, but you're doing it anyways, because you're more afraid of not doing it. Imagine making your own rules, your own playbook, your own red light, green light on everything in your life. Your beauty, your body, your health, your success, your entire freaking life. Imagine feeling fully heard and fully seen and exactly who you are, leaving no part of yourself uncovered. If you're ready for that, then you are ready for Taking Up Space, the podcast. Here, we are having the tough conversations, and we're ready to heal our trauma. Not only are we sharing our stories, we are owning them, big time. In this space, we embrace ourselves fully, owning our bodies as they are, owning all of our uniqueness. No more playing it safe, no more staying quiet, and no more letting society or diet culture call the freaking shots. It's time we take up the space that is meant for us and make our own rules, define our own beauty, and define our own freaking lives. We all have space on this earth meant for us. We all have a story, a passion, and a purpose. And they're meant to be shared. They're meant to be heard. So let's take up space. What I gained when I gave up diet culture, when I gave up other people's expectations of me, when I began to shed giving a crap what other people thought of what I was doing in life, of me, my choices, when I really stopped living for other people and living by other people's rules. The number one thing that I gained from ditching diet culture and all of it alike is literally my sanity and my mental clarity. And now that might sound a little cliche and that might not sound that impressive, but hear me out. Diet culture takes so much out of you. Living for other people, living by other people's rules and standards takes so much out of you. It takes so much of your energy. It consumes you as a human. And it's something that we do. And a lot of us don't even realize that we're doing it, number one. And two, we definitely underestimate how much of our energy and how much of it actually consumes us. So let's break this down. So when we are immersed in diet culture, what is diet culture? We all know. It is a society that literally wants you to be consumed with this idea that your body is not good, your body is less than, you are not worthy because of your body, and all of these things in between. And they literally suck you into believing everything that they want to tell you, everything they want you to believe, and they try to sell you, literally sell you. You exchange your money for these things, and you also exchange so much more than your money, which is what we're talking about now, giving into this diet culture and really any aspect of society and other people's expectations. But you're giving your money that you work for to purchase what you think or what you're being led to believe are these solutions to fixing your body, to making your body more worthy, to become more worthy in general, etc. And you think that they have your best interest at heart. You think they have your health at the forefront of everything that they do. And that just couldn't be further from the truth. But you consume all of this information and you allow it to consume you by practicing it each and every day, by living and embodying it each and every day. You are giving away your time, your money, your energy, your effort. You're allowing it to consume you. And if it's not diet culture, which all of us are being affected by diet culture in one way or another, but let's say it's society's expectations of you, what you think that society says you need to do as far as your career, how you need to live your life. Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's friends, whatever. You're living for somebody else's expectations. You are consuming your daily thoughts and activities, trying to live up to their expectations, wondering what they think about you, things like that. And it's literally consuming you. And so if you're like me, I found myself a handful of years ago, literally at my breaking point. I was so incredibly sick and tired of worrying about these things, being consumed by everything that I would see on social media in regards to what we should and shouldn't be doing when it comes to exercise, what we should and shouldn't be eating, what was the newest trend, what was the newest way to shed body fat, lose weight, all this stuff like that. And then, you have the aspect of what are you supposed to be doing as far as a career? What does it mean to be successful? Are you successful the way, society dictates that should, that you should be successful? What does society say success is equal to? Do you live up to that? What do your parents think? What do your friends think? And you're just consuming yourself with that. So regardless of where you are in your journey, maybe you find yourself really stuck in diet culture and you really want to get out of that rabbit hole. Or maybe you've done some work, you're not so on that side of things, but you find yourself very consumed with what your friends and family think of, maybe your job, maybe your studies, maybe just your life choices, whatever it is, and you're just feeling consumed by it. You may not even realize that you are literally being consumed by all of this. It is taking up your mental space. It is taking up your energy. And I always say we can look at the energy that we have as a human being, and we can look at it as a pie. Now, apple pies, pumpkin pies, whichever, when you look at a pie, there's only so much pie. And you can cut it many million different ways, right? And you can cut it into 4 pieces, 2 pieces, 16 pieces, however you want to cut it up. You still only have the same amount of pie. It's just dependent on how you cut it up and where you send it out. So you can allow things like diet culture and society's expectations, other people's expectations, what other people think of you, fear, all of these things consume you, but you're letting it consume a part of your pie that you can't get back. And you're only left with so much. And there's nothing you can do in this world to get more energy than to cut your pie in less pieces. That is the only way you can get more mental clarity, get more mental space, and get more energy, is to cut your pie and give away less of it. So why would we give it to people who are huge energy suckers? Literally. Sometimes people will smirk at me when I say that the biggest thing that I gained was a peace of mind and mental clarity and my literal sanity when I ditched diet culture altogether. But it's true. It is absolutely without a doubt true. And you know why I'm going to tell you that is the most important thing that you can gain back, that's better than really anything in this entire world, is because of what you can do with that energy when you take it back. What you can do with that mental clarity when you take it back. When you ditch things like diet culture and other people's expectations, what other people might think in their judgments, when you ditch all of that and you start living for you and you really get clear. And it's almost like you have to get quiet first, because when you're so wrapped up in listening to others and living for others, even in the subconscious sense, when you stop, it feels very foreign. It feels very awkward, like, okay, now what? And so it's a process of really learning how to listen inward. Listen to your intuition, listen to your gut. We don't, I'm sure they didn't, Evelyn Tribbley and Elise Rush did not call it intuitive eating for fun, for a pun, or just coincidence. It is true. Intuitive eating is how we are born. We're born intuitive eaters, and we should be intuitive listeners, intuitive living human beings, humans who live intuitively. Because if we listen to who we really are deep down, rather than diet culture, rather than society, we're going to live a life that feels more meaningful, more purposeful, and more fulfilling, more rewarding to us. And it's so silly to think that a life that feels like that is so close in reach. It is so much, so right around the corner. But we just don't know that because we are wrapped up in living the way that other entities tell us that we should in so many areas of our life. So when I gave up diet culture, I gave up calorie tracking. I gave up macro counting. I wasn't obsessed with reading labels, with thinking what is the nutritional value of X, Y, and Z? What is this going to do to my body? And then after eating it, maybe carrying around that guilt and that shame, or that feelings of, oh, I shouldn't have eaten that, and how it's going to affect and hinder my said weight loss endeavors at the time, and, you know, worrying about what my body looks like, and what do I look like in this, and what do people think about my body. I mean, and that's just to touch on the iceberg of everything that, you know, we're consumed by. And, you know, think of all the times you think, well, I gotta start over on Monday because I effed up on the weekend, or I'm gonna start this new trend, or I'm gonna start this new workout routine, or and every time you just look in the mirror and you just feel anything less than appreciation for all of the things that your body does for you, it is literally exhausting. And when I look back now, I cannot imagine how I did it for so long, how I stayed consumed for all of those years, years after years after years. And I cannot be more thankful. That might have come a little bit later than I would hope looking back, but I better late than effing never, which is why I'm so passionate about helping everyone that I can really gain this control of their mental energy back. Because when you have the mental clarity, and I gave all that up and all of that along with, you know, really caring what other people thought, you know, really working to change my inner narrative around, you know, following the crowd and comparing myself to others and living life the way that other people do. Like, we all have different desires, likes, passions, drives. And so our lives are not meant to be the same. Our purpose here on earth is not meant to be the same as each other's. We all have a different path. We all have a unique path. And we can't find it when we're consumed with doing the same thing that everybody else is doing, when we're consumed by living and being and doing things that diet culture and society dictate that we should be doing. So by giving that all up, now I have to learn how to turn inward, how to really listen to my body. Listen to my body when it comes to, what do I really want to eat? What does my body need? When am I hungry? When am I full? What does make me feel better? What doesn't make me feel better? And then, you know, what do I want? Like, does this actually feel good? Does this bring me meaning? Does this bring me purpose? Does this feel successful to me? What is my definition of success? What is my definition of beauty? What is my definition of fun? What is my definition of meaningful, passionate? What is my definition of all those things? What do I think? What do I feel? And what do I want? What do I even want for me in my life? What do I want my life to look like? And when you have the mental clarity to finally ask yourself those questions, not only ask the questions, but then eventually get those answers, and you can learn to trust that when your intuition and your gut and your soul is telling you this is for you, this is what you should do, take this step, trust it. The things that happen afterwards is absolutely monumental. And I touched on that a few Instagram posts ago about how literally self-love and doing all of this for me has literally moved more mountains in my entire life than anything else ever has. Any degree, any job, anything. I promise you, self-love has moved my needle further and more places than anything ever has. And that's because I now have control over where my mental clarity is, where my mental energy is going, what I am doing each and every day with my brain power, with my physical energy. And I know now with much more clarity what I want my life to look like, and more importantly, what I want my life to feel like. What do I actually want? We think we know when we're following diet culture, society's expectations, you know, really being aware of what other people think and what they're doing, and you know, really considering other people's judgments, or, you know, we're just holding on to that fear of other people's judgments. We are not even considering what we truly want. We think we are, but we really are not doing that. And so it is very, very funny to me how many people find it funny when I tell them that the biggest thing I got, the biggest reward I received from ditching diet culture, society's expectations, and all of it alike, is my sanity, my mental clarity. I was able to learn how to enjoy food again, enjoy exercise and movement again, to enjoy my body again, to enjoy life without fretting over the small stuff that, looking back now, that shit does not matter. It doesn't matter. And I thought it was everything. There was a point that I thought all of that stuff mattered so much, and it was literally everything. Everything. And now I just have so much compassion for that version of me that I used to be, and I am just so, so moved to help you guys kind of see this and find a way to bring back your mental clarity, to take control over your mental clarity. If you've been hanging out for any length of time, you have probably heard me say numerous times, time and time again, that you get to decide. You get to take back your power. You get to decide and make the rules for your own life. And it is true. And that's with everything. That is with what you eat, how you work out, what your career looks like, what, where you live, what, you know, how you parent your children, when you get married, if you ever get married, who you are in a relationship with, how your relationship looks. There is no rule book for a single damn thing in this world. Not a damn one. I mean, and people might try to argue that, oh, well, if you wanted to get a college degree, they're going to have a set schedule course for you. Yeah, they are. But how you accomplish that, how you make it through that degree program, that's on you. That's your course of action to decide. You get to make the rules to that rule book. You get to play all those plays in that playbook that you created, and that's all on you. And we just don't realize that we have the power. We have control over our life, over our mental energy, and over everything. We can take back our power. And that is why, and with intuitive eating too, that is to put you back in the driver's seat of your health. That is exactly the underlying principle of intuitive eating. You get to decide, and nobody knows better about your health, about your body, and about your life better than you do. But society and diet culture has done such a great job to chokehold us into believing that they know what's best and that they know better. They freaking don't. I promise you that they do not. So when I say that the biggest reward, the greatest thing I achieved by ditching diet culture, society's expectations, and everything alike is literally my mental clarity. And that has done more for me in my entire life than anything else. I want you to take that to heart, and I want you to please, please, please trust me on that. And if you want some more help and some more guidance on how to begin that process, I am here for you. Stay tuned. That is what we dive into every day. How we can do that. How we can ditch diet culture, ditch society, ditch everybody else's expectations, ditch fear, learn to heal our trauma, dig up our trauma so that we can heal it. These are all things that we work towards so that we can have this mental clarity and literally live in that driver's seat of our own lives. All right, loves, thanks for tuning in with me today on this lovely Friday morning. It's Friday as I record this podcast, so happy Friday, and I hope you guys all have a lovely weekend, and until next time. Hey guys, thanks for joining me on another episode of Taking Up Space, the podcast. And if you're loving these episodes as much as I am, please, the best thing that you can do to show your love and appreciation is to share the podcast episodes with those that mean the most to you, with those that you feel would appreciate and get something so beneficial out of these episodes, because that is the sole purpose, is to reach as many people as we can and to help affect and change so many lives for the better. So, I love that you were here with me. And until next time, guys, bye.